We continue with Maseches Beitzah, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're going to begin the second line at the top of the Amud. Rabba Rabbi Yosef, says the Gemara, Rabba Rabbi Yosef, the Amud Shavayu, S'chufei Kasa Ashiroi B'yomatava Osir, Maitaima Mishum De Kamolid Recha. Rabbi Yosef both say, S'chufei Kasa means inverting a cup, Ashiroi, on articles of clothing, on garments, is Asr on Yom Tov. Says Rashi, Lichpos Kos Mavusam, to go ahead and to invert a fragrant cup, ala shirayim shel malbush lahachnis behen reyach habosem shebekos, in order to transfer the smell, the fragrance, from the cup into the clothing. This is Asr, says Rashi, dekamolid reyach b'shirayim, because what you're doing is you are creating a new fragrance in the garment. Says the Gemara, Umayishna, how is this different? Mimolo meriachbo, vekotmo meriachbo. How is this different from a case where you take a fragrant smelling wood and go ahead and rolling it between one's fingers, which would then cause it to smell more, because without it the smell is very weak. Vekotmo meriachbo, where to go ahead and clip off the end, it also creates more of a potent smell. So this is permissible. Why is this any different than the case of the Schufei Kasa? Says the Gemara, Hasam Recha Mia Isa. Over there, in the case of the fragrant wood, so the Reyach, the fragrance is already there, Vasufei Hu De Kamosav Recha, and all one is doing is enhancing the smell. But Hacha Ulude Hu De Kamolid Recha, but over here, when you are going ahead and taking the cup and placing it on top of the garment, you are creating a new Reyach, a new fragrance, that does not yet exist. Now, previously, the Gemara had discussed the prohibition. According to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabba, it is prohibited to go ahead and to smoke fruit over burning incense, burning spices on Yom Tov. So now the Gemara presents another view, that as Rava. Rava Omar Gabi Gacheles Nami Mutter, Midi Dehavi Abisra Agumre. So Rava says it is permissible to go ahead and to place incense on top of the gachelas, on top of the burning coals, in order to smoke fruits. Mida dehavi abisa gumre, this is just as the case of roasting meat on coals. So says Rashi, Rava Amar Agabi Chalas Nami Mutter, Kishmua, like Shmuel, the Ocho Nefeshu Ishun Peiroze. Because smoking fruits is really a form of Ocho Nefesh, V'shavel Ocho Nefesh, and this is something which is considered to be of interest, of benefit to most people. And if we're concerned about the problems of extinguishing and lighting a fire and creating a smell, so it's no different than going ahead and roasting meat on top of the coals, in which all these very same concerns exist, but still we said it was permissible. Continues the Gemara, Darash Rav Kaviha mi Beit Kasil apischa de Beresh Galusa Keturei Shari. So Rav Kaviha stood at the entrance of the Reish Galusa, and he declared Keturah Shari, the Keturah is permissible. So Amalei Ameimar, says, my Keturah, what does that mean? What does it mean, Keturah is permissible? What is Keturah? So as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to explain that the word Keturah is somewhat of an ambiguous term, because it could mean different things. Iketurah biyadei maisa umenhu. If we're talking over here about pressing the sleeves of clothing, so this is certainly prohibited, because this is a Maisa Uman. This is a work that's done by a craftsman and a professional, and this would obviously involve a melacha. V'ila ashen, and if we're talking over here about smoking, which we've been discussing, so asid dekamachabe. So this is also prohibited, because it involves extinguishing the coals, because when you place the spices on top of the coals, so temporarily the coals become extinguished. Amalei Ravashi le'olam la'ashen. Rabbi Gaviyah meant, when he says Keturah Shari, he was talking about smoking produce such as fruits. Midahavi abisu agumre. But just like Rava said beforehand, that it's no different than going ahead and placing meat on top of coals, so he held the same way. Ikan the Amida are those that say, Amli Amemar, and Amemar says, my Keturah, what does it mean, Keturah? I Keturah biyadei, and if it means to go ahead and to press the clothing, Maisa Umanu. This is definitely going to be prohibited, because this is considered to be a Maisa Uman. Ila ashein osir da hakamolim reichan. If we're talking about actually smoking fruits, so it should be prohibited, because what you are doing is you are creating a fragrance. Molid reicha samar avashi ana amrita niale umishmei the gavir rabba amrita niale li olam la ashein umida dahavi abisa gumre. So Rav Ashi says that I told this to Rav Gavia, and I told him to be a great person, but what we are referring to is smoking fruits, and he holds that it's permissible, just as, again, meat may be roasted on top of coals. He says there's no difference over here, and whatever your concerns you have over here would be the same there, and just like that's permissible, so Rav Gavia, like Rava said, that this is permissible as well. The Gemara now continues and comments on the last line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that according to Rav Gamliel, osin gedim kulas, you can go ahead and roast a goat on Pesach in the way that the korban Pesach was roasted. So Tanya, the Gemara quotes a brayso, Rabbi Yossi Omer, todes ush romi hinigas b'nei romi le'achol gedim kulas b'leili psachim. So todes ush romi was a person who was from Rome. He was an Adam Gadol. He instituted a practice that the Jewish people of Rome would go ahead and eat a gedim kulas on the night of Pesachim, on the nights of Pesachim. So Shochulei, so the Rabbanan said to him, Ilmalei Tudusata, were it not the fact that you were told this, and Rashi says that you're so chashuv, goes, Rani Alecha Nidui, we would put you in Cheirem, Shetamachilis B'nei Yisrael Kachim B'chutz, because what you're doing is, you're causing people to eat Kachim B'chutz outside of Yerushalayim. So says the Gemara, Kachim Silkadaitach, really? Is that really so, that you could think for a moment that he was actually being machil them Kachim? After all, they were not makdish these animals. They didn't actually go ahead and consecrate them as being hekdesh. Ela emo says the Gemara ke'en kachim. What the Braisa means to say is that they were being machil food that was ke'en kachim, that looked just like kachim looked. And so therefore, says Rashi over here, the concern would be that people would think, haroa omer huktashu lepesach, people would think that these animals were actually consecrated and they were eating kachim b'chutz, but of course they weren't. But because todus was such an adam chashuv, so the Rabbanan did not actually put in the cheirim, but they expressed very strongly that they were opposed to this particular practice.